On today's Smart 7, Putin pays tribute to Prigozhin, HSE plans for a tough winter and lots more. It's Friday the 25th of August. It's Kiss and Makeup Day and happy birthday, Tim Burton. The death of Wagner mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin has sparked a frenzy of conspiracy theories and drama across the last 48 hours. The man behind the mini coup appears to have died in a private plane crash on Wednesday evening that US intelligence suspects was caused by an explosive device on board. Thursday saw Russian President Vladimir Putin pay tribute in a half-hearted way to the man who was once his chef and later his rival.
He had a difficult fate. He made serious mistakes in his life. But he achieved the necessary results both for himself and when I asked him to do so for the common goal, as happened in recent months.
Despite efforts by some Russian media sources to blame the Ukrainians for the assassination, President Zelensky says it's clear who was behind the killing.
First of all, we don't have any connection to this situation, that's for sure. I think everyone understands who is involved.
Thursday also marked Ukrainian Independence Day, and Ukrainian special forces celebrated with a raid inside Russian-occupied Crimea. It's a striking expansion of their abilities to operate within Russian territory. And Oleksiy Ryabchin, advisor for the European and Euro-Atlantic integration of Ukraine, says it'll make Russia nervous.
Of course, it's a big PR stuff. It's nothing to do with the situation of a battlefield, but it shows the vulnerability of Crimea. It shows the vulnerability of Putin's regime.
The HSE has begun planning for autumn and winter in its emergency departments. When hospitals are already struggling and a new COVID variant on the rise, the targets lay out maximum numbers for waiting lists and treatment times. The aim is that there should be no more than 320 patients waiting for admission at 8 a.m. each day, and that no patient over 75 should have to wait for more than 24 hours for admission. But General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Phil Nihay, says the targets themselves tell a tale of how much pressure the organisation is under.
This is an admission by the HSE see that they are going to be dealing with overcrowding for a long time. In fact, it sounds like an admission of defeat. We would far prefer the HSE to issue a statement about what they are going to do to reduce the overcrowding.
The plan also includes another 182 acute hospital beds and 22 more critical hospital beds by the end of the year. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly was putting his best foot forward on RTE.
These are not long-term targets. These are short-term targets that recognise the reality of years and years of overcrowding in emergency departments, recognising the very high level of presentations people coming in.
Friday at midday is the deadline for the accused conspirators in Georgia's election fraud and racketeering case to hand themselves in to Fulton County Jail. Former President Trump finally turned up late on Thursday evening, had a mugshot taken and was released on his $200,000 bail. He described the whole event as a travesty of justice and took to X/Twitter to post his mugshot. It came after his interview with Tucker Carlson on the platform where he ranted about Joe Biden, the Justice Department and his many indictments.
There. Savage animals. They are people that are sick, really sick. You have great people in the Democrat Party. You have great people that are Democrats. Most of the people in our country are fantastic, and I'm representing everybody. I'm not just Republicans or conservatives. Right. I represent everybody. I'm the president of everybody.
Technically, he's not the president of anybody, and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Ryan Binkley, who's polling 1%, says a growing voter base is moving away from Trump.
Right now, about half of the party, the Republican Party, is kind of stuck with Trump right now. They're kind of staying with him. And about half, and I would say a growing majority, is starting to start leaning towards another candidate.
At a time of escalating global tensions, Ireland's Navy has just two vessels conducting patrols in Irish waters. There's a third ship on standby, but the Defence Forces confirmed on Thursday that continuing difficulties retaining and recruiting staff mean that they can't staff any further ships. Independent TD Cathal Berry, a former Army Ranger, says the primary issue is pay and employment rights for our Navy service members and that it creates huge security issues for the country. Apart from the risks of Russian patrols going unchallenged, he says the drugs trade will see a huge opportunity.
Ireland is wide open and stories like this is like putting a big neon sign over Ireland saying we're open for business. All the drug warlords can lend as much drugs they want on the West Coast and there's nothing we can do about it.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Formula One goes Dutch and Emma and Matt Willis go dating right after this.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Formula One is back this weekend after a four-week break, kicking off with Drivers' Championship leader Max Verstappen's home race at Zandvoort in the Netherlands. Ahead of the Dutch Grand Prix on Sunday, Haas have re-signed their drivers Kevin Magnussen and Nico Hülkenberg for the 2024 Formula One season. Whilst Haas are currently eighth in the Constructors' Championships, Max Verstappen's Red Bull will be looking to make it 13 wins from 13 to maintain their top spot. Verstappen describes how competing in a home race will spur him on.
It's a great weekend for me to come to. I mean, it's honestly, it's great to see all the fans next to the track. And it's also an amazing track to drive, you know, so all of those things together makes it a fun weekend.
Love is Blind has been a monster hit in the US for Netflix, and now they're making a UK version. If you haven't seen it, the twist is that the contestants never get to lay eyes on each other until the very end. Will it be as intriguing when we hear a mysterious Merseysider trying to chat up an invisible Welsh beauty? Who knows? Emma Willis, along with Busted member and her husband Matt Willis, have teamed up to take the daters through their paces in 2024.
I imagine if you're coming in here for this purpose, you are prepped and you've probably been online dating for years and you're so sick to death. But you know what it makes me realise?
What?
That we haven't been on a date for nearly 20 years and I wouldn't even know where to begin.
After almost a decade away from the big screen, The Expendables are back by popular demand. Expendables 4 is the latest in the series and, as usual, is packed with big Hollywood names, including Megan Fox, 50 Cent and previous World's Strongest Man Eddie Hall, joining regulars Jason Statham, Sylvester Stallone and Dolph Lundgren. Expendables fans can head down to cinemas on the 22nd of September to see Stallone's final performance in the franchise and find out if he really is expendable.
We heard you. Please make Expendables 4 rated R. There better be violence and lots of it. I want all the blood and guts.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.